Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live every day to address your questions and real-life issues by phone at 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now. 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. That's Basic Gospel. We invite you to stay tuned to learn how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yesterday we asked the question, what's in a name? And we looked at a passage in Matthew chapter 1, the angelic announcement to Joseph about the birth of Jesus. And here's what he first said to Joseph: she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And we talked about the three ways Jesus saves us from our sins. He saves us from the punishment of sin. He releases us from the power of sin. And eventually, through the resurrection of our bodies, he removes us from the presence of sin. That's how Jesus is a savior to each and every one of us. But the angel went on. He didn't stop right there. He said something else about Jesus. He said all this was to take place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, another name for Jesus. And it means God with us. So here in this naming of Jesus Christ, in the name Jesus, in the name Emmanuel, we see the gospel message. Most of us focus simply on the forgiveness side of it, the fact that Jesus saves us, and we miss out on what's in the name Emmanuel. But that's really the dynamic aspect of the gospel, isn't it, Richard?
Oh, yeah, it is. Think about what Adam and Eve had back in Eden. God was with them. God walked with them. They talked with God. They had a relationship directly with God. And they lost all of that when they sinned. And time passes. And all of the history of the world up until Jesus came, no one had God with them. He was out there someplace. Well, Jesus is born and was foretold by Isaiah that he would be God with us. And so God took on human form and came to us, those people, and lived with them for 30-some years and was there explaining to them in physical form who God is and what he's like. And then it even changed some more, because after he died and was raised on the day of Pentecost, God came to live with us again in the form of the Holy Spirit. And so now God is with his children, people who believe in him, internally, in our spirits, having restored that much of the relationship. And just like with the forgiveness and the salvation and all of that, eventually we're going to be back in Eden again, where God is with us face to face. And so when Jesus was born, that started something. That started the restoration of the things that Adam and Eve lost, and it's coming. Jesus did the sin thing. It took care of sin once and for all, took care of death once and for all. Now we've got the Holy Spirit, and we have to look forward to a face-to-face relationship with God again.
Yeah, now he's doing the life thing.
Yeah.
And what that means to us is his life is in us.
Yes.
Christ in us, the hope of glory. And that's, for many people, the missing half of the gospel message. And so we need to see the fullness of it. Jesus became a Savior to save us from our sins so that he could take up residence in us and be our very life. That's the good news. That is
amazing.
Basic Gospel.
And this is Basic Gospel.
So if you're struggling in your Christian life, you're not sensing the power to live victoriously, you're constantly resigned to giving in to the flesh and the things of this world, maybe it's because you've missed this second half, and let's talk about it today.
Yes, indeed. You can do that by calling right now, 1-800-677-9377. The lines are wide open. We want to hear from you. If you have a Bible question, something you'd like to discuss, a particular life issue that's troubling, why, we would love for you to be a part of this edition. 1-800-677-9377. Call now.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yesterday we introduced a brand new resource from Basic Gospel entitled Forgiveness, The Door to Life. It's interesting how the angel ordered his announcement to Joseph, he first gave the name Jesus. And why? Because Jesus was going to save his people from their sins. And then he gave the name Emmanuel. Well, for us to experience God in us, we first have to recognize how Jesus has saved us from our sins. Without knowing that we are forgiven, we will never experience his life here and now. So this forgiveness is the door to life. This forgiveness is the door to experiencing God's presence and sensing it in a very real and meaningful way. So we want to put this resource in your hands, and it's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. And we certainly need your help to close the year in a very strong way. We still need about $300,000 between now and the end of the year to meet all of our budgetary obligations and to start 2014 with a clean slate. So if all of our listeners and supporters and friends can rally around this ministry at this time of the year, I think we can see that that goal shattered.
Sure.
and put us in a position to really reach out and connect new listeners to the love of Jesus Christ. And our way of saying thanks is this wonderful little resource, Forgiveness, the Door to Life.
And you can get yours by going online to our website, basicgospel.net. You'll find a prominent link right on the homepage there, basicgospel.net, or call and speak with our operator during Central Time office hours, like right now would be a good time, 1-800-727-2828. That's the number to our order line and our operator, 1-800-727-2828. Forgiveness, the door to life, yours for a gift of any amount right now to Basic Gospel.
Let's go to the Bronx and talk with Everton, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Everton.
Well, praise the Lord. Good evening, guys, Bob, Richard, Bob, and the rest of the staff. You know, one day I was reading in Genesis, and it says, the Lord says, I give you dominion over the fish. And, you know, one day I was reading, I went reading in Luke. He gave you dominion over the fish, and then we lost it. We lost dominion over the fish, right? And then I was reading in Luke, and it says, Jesus told Peter, you know, to put your net out into deeper water. And because Peter was saying, Lord, that, you know, we've been fishing all night. Yeah, we know this place, you know, and stuff like that. And, it's like he was kind of like wanting to doubt Jesus. But then that was like Jesus, in other words, Jesus knew what he was
about. He knew what he was doing, right?
Right, and Peter says, Lord, that, you know, just because you say it, then I will do it. But so I was looking at that as this is where we regain control over the fish.
Well, Everton, I think you're on to something. I mean, sin caused incredible consequences. It subjected all of creation to death and to sin, and all of creation groans for release from that bondage. Paul talks about that in Romans 8. Well, Jesus is the one who's going to make all things right. And he first starts with us, Everton, by dying to take away our sins and then being raised alive so that we could experience a relationship with God. He died for us then, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God. We were disconnected. We lost life through sin. And Jesus Christ restores it, and he's going to restore all of creation through his goodness and grace and mercy. We can count on that, and I think you're connecting those dots as you're reading through the Word of God, and that is a wonderful thing. That's powerful. I think God's given you some keen insight into all that Christ is going to be doing in restoring all things.
Yeah, because, I mean, that was such a big catch. And then he went on to say, from now on, you're gonna be catching
catchers of men.
Fishers of men. You're
yes,
gonna
indeed.
Be fishers of men.
Absolutely.
So it's so incredible, you know.
Yes, indeed.
It's so incredible. I also read about the first miracle that Jesus did, which was the water, turning water into wine. And then when we saw when Abraham came back from with his spoils, and he was met by Melchizedek,
right,
the type of Christ.
Absolutely.
He came up and he serenaded him with bread and wine. Later we found out that Jesus is the bread. And then his first miracle that he did in the New Testament was he turned bread turned water into wine.
Yes, indeed. And all of that speaks of all the promises that we have in this new covenant. You know, Everton, when he raised the cup, that Last Supper with the disciples, he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant." That's what this wine represents, the life, the new life that we have in Jesus Christ. So you have unlocked the secret to understanding the Word of God, and that secret is Jesus Christ. He is the hermeneutic. He is the key to knowing the Old and the New Testaments. Clearly, the Word of God is God's testimony concerning His Son. And Everton, bless you as you continue to study the Word and to grow in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father, and as you grow in His love and grace. Well, Everton, we'd love to send you this booklet, Forgiveness, just as our way of saying thank you for being on the program. Let me put you on hold, and we'll get it to you.
And again, it's available to any of our listeners for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Prominent link on the homepage at basicgospel.net or by calling 1-800-727-2828. Well, indeed, this is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. We appreciate your joining us today. 1-800-677-9377 is a toll-free call. 1-800-677-9377. We want you to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel.
Well, yesterday, or maybe Monday, I got an interesting email. It's from our director of our Canadian outreach, Rod McLeod, and somebody had sent him a note saying, "Hey, I hear every day on the broadcast about freedom and about all of these good things that the gospel provides, but I'm missing the how-to. How does that all work? How do we experience freedom? How do we really embrace forgiveness and sense God's love?" And I think
great
that's a valid question, isn't it? You know, we miss the how, and we really need the how part of it, because, you know, a lot of it can seem a little mysterious, a little mystical, but this gospel message is actually the most practical message in the world. And so let's spend a few minutes talking about the practical side of this gospel message. So Jesus Christ died to take away our sins, to release us from the power of sin. That would be freedom, and to eventually remove us from the presence of sin. How do we access that? How do we make that real in our day-to-day experience?
Well, the Bible says that you access it by faith, and everybody goes, "Oh, thank you so much," because now we've just added more jargon. But faith is a very practical thing. It's one of the ways I like to describe it. You know, if you're a farmer, every year when you plant your crops, you are in some ways betting your farm that crop is going to come in, and you'll be able to pay your whatever bills you have and still have some profit left over so you can plant the next year and live your life and all of that. What faith is saying, "God, you've told me that I'm a forgiven person. You've told me that I'm your son now that I've accepted you. You've told me that the Spirit lives inside of me. I can't see any of those, but I'm willing to bet my life, literally bet my life, that that is true. And because it's true, that means I can begin to access what it is you've already put into me. Yeah, there's going to be fits and starts. I'm not going to get it perfect. God never asked us to be perfect. He created us to be perfect. And he does that. He will finish that work. But in the meantime, he just asks us to trust him and to take a step and another step and another step. I don't have to look next week or next year or 10 years down the road to figure out how good I'm going to be. All I have to do is in this moment right here say, Jesus, I believe what you've said, and I'm going to act on it. And I'm going to respond to you in this moment, whether this moment involves church things or whether it involves changing the tire on my car, changing the oil, going to work, playing basketball. Every moment of your day can be lived in the reality that you are a forgiven person, you're a child of God, you have eternal life.
And why that is so important is because by nature, I mean, because of the fall, we're fearful people.
Yes.
We are incredibly insecure as human beings. And what we're most fearful of, as far as God is concerned, is punishment. We are so afraid that any day his punishment for our sins will fall.
Yeah.
We don't know what that's going to look like. We don't know what shape that's going to take. But we live in fear of that punishment coming true in our lives. And that's why so many people will look at bad circumstances in life, and they'll ask the question, what sin, Lord, are you punishing me for? Where does this come from? What's the cause and effect? Well, if we know that our sins have been forgiven, and what that means is that Jesus Christ has taken our punishment for us, mm-hmm. and we realize that the punishment for every single one of my sins has already been meted out, and Jesus was the recipient of it. He died in our place. He stepped in our shoes and took our punishment for us. Well, what does that start to do to the fear that's just naturally within each and every one of us? It starts to cast it out. Mm-hmm. It starts to diminish it in strength and intensity. Well, that's when we know that we're truly accessing this forgiveness of God, when we can go through a day and recognize that when we sin, the punishment of that has already been dealt out in Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good news. Now, does that just embolden us to go live as we wish? Absolutely not. It does something in our hearts. It produces gratitude and thankfulness to God. And that connects us, anchors us even stronger to his very life. So it starts right there. We start seeing how God's truth, as revealed to us by the Spirit of God, starts to work itself from the inside out. We see that fear starting to dissipate. We start seeing confidence in our relationship with the Lord growing. And there's all kinds of wonderful byproducts of that. So faith is the key. And we, I think, as believers, need to explore that word much more than we do.
Yes.
We come up with all kinds of worldly illustrations. You know, I believe this chair is going to hold me up, so I sit down in it. That's an exercise of faith. Well, boy, I just think that really takes away from the word. It's a much more powerful and bigger and dynamic word. I can see the chair. I see it. I see all of this. I can't see God. I can't see his forgiveness. I can't see his righteousness. So faith is something completely different than all of these earthly, worldly illustrations that we can come up with. So I think we as people need to explore that a little bit more and find out exactly what biblical faith is. And when we find out what biblical faith, I mean, this is one of the basics. This is one of three basics that God gives us: faith, hope, and love. And we don't really know what it is. So we, you know, it's no wonder we're confused and we struggle and we can't get it. So we need to figure out what faith is and how it really connects us to everything that Christ has accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection.
Yeah, on that fear thing is so huge. Most of us, even Christians, eventually get away from the idea that God's going to whack me. But you know the level of your fear when you're afraid to take the risk. Is this decision I'm about, am I going to be in God's will? And if I'm not, what does that mean? And letting the forgiveness settle that issue, remove that part of the fear, then allows you to get rid of this second kind of fear, which is the fear of moving forward. The fear, because in order to deal with that fear, we create rules naturally. You know, well, if we do this and this and this and this, then we'll never make that mistake. Well, you're still living by fear.
Absolutely.
Let forgiveness solve the initial fear. Let the love of God inside of you, accessed by faith, take care of that second kind of fear, and now you've got this exciting life to live. And it's not that God says, well, you got to change everything you do. God says, I just want to be with you in everything that you do. And
yes.
And the want-tos change.
That's exactly right. And that's why this booklet is so important, and it's why we want you to have it.
Yes.
Forgiveness, the Door to Life. You embrace this, you will see that fear of punishment go away. And that's the love of God casting it out.
Uh-huh.
So get this down and recognize what it means to walk by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. Well, let's go to Staten Island and talk with Angelo listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Angelo.
Hey, Bob. How you doing, guys? You know, we're talking about the faith, and I was just sitting here saying, well, how come some people claim that they accepted Jesus? Some people have the faith to move mountains, and some are just so hard to hold on to the claim of that faith that they say they love Jesus, they know Jesus, but some people could just, like myself, I really, and I'm not puffing my with pride, but the faith of the grace was so poured into me, and I'm just looking for tools or how to approach someone who wants that faith, who says they, but they don't know how to grab it, or they'll say to me, well, what makes you this way? And I just say, I don't know. I think, you know, it's a
Well, Angelo, let me jump in there, because faith has to have an object. And when it says it just takes, you know, faith the size of a mustard seed, it's saying it's not the faith that's important, it's the object of the faith. And okay. Jesus Christ is powerful enough to move mountains. Jesus Christ is powerful enough to raise me from the dead spiritually and give me new life. So the object of faith is always Jesus. And that's what Paul was getting at in Galatians 3. When Jesus shows up, faith shows up. That's the whole deal. So if you can communicate to folks the object of faith, you know, the bigness of God, the awesomeness of who he is in Christ, the awesomeness of the love that was demonstrated in Jesus, you will see faith starting to take shape in this powerful way that the Bible talks about it. So it's not our faith that's the real issue, it's the object of our faith, and the object of our faith is Jesus Christ and his finished work through his death, burial, and resurrection. Well, Angelo, great question. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you this booklet, Forgiveness, The Door to Life. You hold on.
And thanks to everybody for joining us for this edition. Just a quick reminder that this little booklet we've been talking about, we produced it for you. It's called Forgiveness, The Door to Life, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, call 1-800-727-2828. Again, 1-800-727-2828, and ask for the Forgiveness booklet. Or visit us online at basicgospel.net. You'll find a prominent link right there on the homepage. That's Forgiveness, The Door to Life, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. The other resources we talk about on Basic Gospel are available also from our website, store.basicgospel.net. That's store.basicgospel.net. Also, for late news about this ministry, including upcoming events and new study resources, click subscribe when you visit basicgospel.net to join our email list. And as a favor to us, if you like what you hear each day on Basic Gospel, why, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. To serve you, that's why we are here every day on the air. Your phone calls are the reason for a live broadcast. We love hearing from you, and we encourage you to call often as you have questions or other issues to discuss. That's the reason that Bob and Richard and I are here, to serve you, our listeners. And we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. We invite you to call then. So until then, for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the Basic Gospel staff, I'm Bob Davis saying God bless you and good day from Dallas. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow, and have that phone ready, 1-800-677-9377. Toll free in the U.S. and Canada, 1-800-677-9377. Keep it handy. Give us a call. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.